over the pass at Peoria.
Captain Luke Moore of Paducah, Kentucky, is steering the Crimson Glory down the Illinois River near Peoria, Illinois, on a warm and breezy spring day.
Actually, I think you can fly a brick today.
The Crimson Glory is not affected by the wind. This vessel routinely pushes at least 15 loaded barges, each containing up to 2,200 tons of cargo, mostly grain and dry fertilizers. Moore's perch high above the river is like the inside of a really sweet RV. He's seated in a cushy chair with a couple radar systems and a wind gauge at his disposal. Instead of a big steering wheel, he uses two sets of steering levers. Moore has spent decades moving grain to market on the nation's inland waterways.
If you were selling grain and you wanted to get it to Asia in the least cost possible, certainly barge is the best way to go. My 15 loaded barges that I take south out of Peoria took 850 tractor trailers to load those 15 barges, and I burned the fuel of eight of those trucks of 850.
For farmers in the Midwest, rivers are like highways, only better. They say it's the safest and cheapest way to move grain from their fields to overseas markets. Now they're looking forward to improvements that will provide even smoother sailing. The problem, according to Moore and others, is the lock and dam system on many rivers is outdated. This is Rod Weinzerl on the deck of the Crimson Glory.
You know, people trade their cars. Farmers trade their combines because you reach a point where the cost of maintenance is more expensive than having something new.
Weinzerl is executive director of the Illinois Corn Marketing Board and the Illinois Corn Growers Association.
The lock was built in the 30s. That lock now is 80 years old, maybe 90 years old in some parts of the country, and the way we're moving freight now is so much more efficiently.
Locks, which ensure rivers remain navigable, currently can handle 600-foot barges. That was the longest barge feasible when many locks were built. Now barges can push twice that length, but those 1,200-foot watercraft have to be broken down to make it through the 600-foot locks. That costs time and money. Corn growers say current inefficiencies cost them 1 to 2 cents per bushel. That adds up. Weinzerl estimates 650 to 750 million bushels of Illinois corn moves on the river system each year. The Waterways Resource Reform and Development Act, which passed Congress, authorizes $12 billion for waterway improvements nationwide. The upgrade of inland river systems would cost hundreds of millions of dollars, but supporters say it would pay for itself in 5 years. And Weinzerl says ag interests are not seeking a free ride. He says half the cost would be paid for by the federal government, while the other half of the money would come from a tax on the diesel fuel used by barges.
All 300 companies that move product on the river support that tax increase. And they all recognize that as a nation, as an industry, we have to invest more in infrastructure if we want to have an efficient system.
That tax was left out of the bill agreed to by Congress, but ag groups believe the tax will soon be approved. Plus, the bill simply authorizes the work. Now it's up to lawmakers to appropriate the money to cover the government's share. Megan Perry Kaiser hopes that happens soon. Kaiser is executive director of the Upper Mississippi, Illinois, and Missouri Rivers Association. She says it's essential to have a dependable lock and dam system.
The reason that impacts every farmer, regardless where you're from, if we don't have an inland navigation system, there's not competition for the other modes of transportation, and that will hurt our bottom line as agricultural producers.
And Kaiser says that means the trucking and rail industries will charge more for transporting grain. She says that ultimately will be hard on rural economies. But the journey is just beginning. Even if construction starts now, it'll take more than a decade to bring the river infrastructure up to date. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Rich Egger.